Welcome to the Truth to You Daily Podcast, a podcast designed for teenagers who want to learn more about God's Word and how it impacts our daily lives. Journey with us as we set out to explore God's timeless truth one day at a time. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. It is Tuesday, and I hope things are going great for you. We took a little bit of a break from doing podcasts. Again, some winter weather changed the school schedule just a little bit, so there were a few days off in there, but we are back. And boy, we're looking at some warmer weather, at least around here, and so I can't see any reason for some cancellations in the near future, but you never know. And that hope, I'm sure, is always in the hearts of the teenagers who are listening. Hey, we're going to go ahead and look at our memory verse that we're just to have a couple more days. And it comes right out of Psalm 42. And I want to go ahead and look at this. Psalm 42, verse 1, as the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. One more time, Psalm 42, verse 1, as the heart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Now, this is a great check-in on our desire, what our heart is longing for, what our soul is seeking after. And it's a great check today as we sort of gauge our followership of the Lord and how much we are wanting to be close to Him today. Certainly, David here in this psalm reveals his heart, and hopefully ours would be in close connection with that. Hey, we're in Psalm 44, and this is really the first podcast I've had since we've entered the book of Psalms. We'll explain why we started in Psalm 42, and the reason is we're doing 30 days of Psalm, basically. And they're about 30 psalms in this, and just for sake of the fact that we usually do a chapter a day out of the Word of God, I didn't want to take the complete book as a whole and spend half a year in it. So we're just taking a portion of it. Now, when I say that, Psalm 1 through 41. Is the first division in the book of Psalms, and they could be divided into five parts, but the first division, most of the Psalms are written in a way that convey the message of that God is beside me. You could group them all together and you could find the common theme that the language thereof is that of God is beside me. Then once Psalm 42 hits, then you've got Psalm 42 through, I think it's 74 maybe, which is the portion that we are going to be doing. And that is God goes before me. He's beside me, but he's also there where I'm going, and he's out in front of me, and I'm following him. And you'll notice that as you read these psalms, and so that's why we're just boom all of a sudden in the book of Psalms. But we're on Psalm 44 now, and I want us to go ahead, Psalm 45, and I want us to go ahead and look at the thought for today. So Psalm 45 and verse 1 says this: my heart is inditing a good matter. I spake of things which I have made touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Now, you may have noticed if you've already read this psalm, which I encourage you to do so if you have not, but this is a beautiful love letter that has been set to print and preserved in the Word of God. Now, many believe that Solomon may have authored this particular psalm, and if your Bible has headings above each psalm, you may notice that this particular one is classified as a song of love. And so that's given to us, right? And let me just say this, because this is a song of love, and this really stands in direct contrast to the songs of lust that are prevalent in our society. And I just want that to sink in, because realizing that there is a difference between those two, a strong difference. The world would accentuate, lustful desires. And the Bible, it propagates an agape type love, a love that is, well, it's, you know, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, so many things, right? A love letter here, and so much of what the world calls love is not based on genuine love, but it's a lustful relationship, right? So while the historic context of this passage may be, you know, centered around a marriage of Solomon, or additional application though could be to that of our relationship with Christ and His bride, you know, the church, right? The bride purposes in the final verse of this psalm, if you go and look at it, to make great the name of the bridegroom. It's just really neat, right? And as Christians, making great the name of the Lord Jesus ought to be our highest aim. It ought to be our highest aim. So different ways to look at this particular psalm. The love that's categorized here is that of a godly love, which stands in contrast to a lustful situation that might be the case in a worldly relationship. But then also recognizing that the bride in this passage can symbolize that of the church and Christ's love, His sacrifice for the church. So I encourage you to read it and sort of think about that as you read down through it. And who knows, maybe you get some ideas for writing your future mate and writing some love letters somewhere in the future, right? All right, enough of that. Let's go ahead and mention our teenager of the day, and it is Michaela P. We're praying for her, and I encourage you to reach out to her today, find out maybe if there's something that you can be in prayer for her about. Look, we look forward to you coming back tomorrow, Wednesday, and always look forward to Wednesdays. Hope that you'll come back as we study another timeless truth. Take care.